Hi, everybody. This is Steve Hurst, the webmaster for Ventriloquist Central, and I've got Dan Willinger on the phone. Hi, Dan.
How you doing, Steve?
Good. You know, I thought we should get together because, you know, as you know, we're getting a ton of email from people about the Frank Marshall replica that Ventriloquist Central has put together.
Yeah.
And so I thought maybe we should talk about it and kind of give people a background and let them know what it is so they understand it a little better.
Okay. Why don't you ask me a couple of questions and we'll get going.
Well, let's talk about, I think we ought to talk about how it all came to be, you know, when you and I were discussing this whole thing.
Okay, well, when it first started, it was because of the fact that I love Marshall figures, and Ventriloquist Central was growing, and you and I discussed back and forth, boy, wouldn't it be nice if we could put out a ventriloquist figure from Ventriloquist Central? And I decided with you that maybe we should do a nosy figure. Everybody seems to want a Marshall nosy, and so that was how it came about. We decided, let's do a nosy figure. So I selected a nosy and sent it off to you, and you made the mold, and we started production. And we decided that we would go to the nth degree and make it as close to Marshall's product as possible. So that's how
you were really, you know, gung ho on. You wanted to, if we were going to do this, that, you know, it had to be exact to Marshall's specifications.
That's correct. I didn't want it to be sort of like a Marshall or a wannabe Marshall. I wanted this figure to be a Marshall figure. The only thing that it's not is done by him. But if he were alive today, this would be exactly what he produced. It would be, he probably wouldn't be doing them in wood anymore. He would make them in fiberglass, and that's what we decided to do. But it's exact to what Marshall did. I wanted it to be so that no one could criticize that it was not Frank Marshall. This is not anything else. This is what Marshall would have done. We used wooden spheres.
Yep.
Glass iris, brown glass irises that are exact to what Frank did. We made the head stick the same diameter, the same length. We put in his famous chopstick control lever and his.
Yeah, that was something you came. You ended up having to find a source for teak wood, right? The teak wood chopstick lever.
Yes,
that we
they
used.
Are teak wood, and that's what he used, so that's what I wanted. So I did find the teak wood to make those. We replicated the button control lever for the side-to-side moving eyes, so those are exact. I even replicated.
And you ended up doing the body itself. I mean, the bodies are fantastic. You're the one that took the Marshall body and actually used the mattress padding. I mean, used mattress padding just like Marshall himself did.
Exactly. I really didn't want to leave any stone unturned. I wanted it to look just like his. And I think we really succeeded. You sit that figure down next to a Frank Marshall nosy figure, and they're one in the same. Now, you did do one thing that I thought was really great. Even though they're a replica of one of my figures, every one of them is just the slightest bit different because of what you had to do with changing the cleft in the chin and the dimples in the cheeks. So each one has got its own little bit of its own likeness.
Right, exactly right. There is a slight difference. They are the same, but yet correct. They do have a slight difference in each one of them.
Right. And by the way, I hand cut and put on the wigs as well. So those are done just like Marshall did them. Now, as far as I'm concerned, you could go looking hard, far, and wide and never find a better Frank Marshall figure than this figure. I am very, very pleased with it. And happy to say that we sold three of them immediately. So.
Right, yeah, and I think it goes, you know, the first one, and of course we have the story on the website, that the actual first offer we made was to Kenny Warren.
Right.
And you had talked to him, and he decided to pass on it.
That's correct.
And you'd actually talked to him in the evening.
Right.
And then the next morning, he actually said he couldn't sleep all night, so he decided he wanted it. But by that time, you had already offered it to someone else who bought it sight unseen. They didn't even get pictures or nothing.
Right. They just said, I'll take it, and they sent me the money. and they decided they wanted it, and Kenny could not believe it, but he said, okay, then please. And actually, I had the number two already sold. But
that's right. We actually did have the number two sold, and Kenny was going to end up getting number three, but the second buyer backed out at the last minute.
Right, and so Kenny did get the number two, but then we sold the third one anyway. So,
right.
So right now we only have three of them left. We're only making six of these. This is a very short run, but I wanted to give people the opportunity to own a Marshall figure. And granted,
it's a limited edition too. Yeah, like you say,
right.
There no more of these specific ones will be made by us
anyway. Oh, and by the way, each one is numbered. I want to let everybody know that there's a replica of Frank Marshall's business card inside the head. It does say Ventriloquist Central on the bottom of it, and there's also his replica card in the bottom of the body, and each one is numbered. So when they buy it, they are getting the one that's being sold at that present time. And again, there's only six. So
Pricing structure. Go ahead.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. And the pricing structure on these is fantastic. This figure is worth a lot more than what we're selling it for. We put this out at a bargain price, really and truly, because for a quality figure like this, you'll pay thousands. This is really
I mean, you can, you know, with everybody else out there, the figures that are out there, yeah, you know, you could spend a lot of money, and I think us putting a retail value of $16.95 was actually a very fair price.
Very fair.
Comparing, you know, everything out there and everything, and then giving them the introductory offer right now for $14.85, which is, you know,
right,
a $210 savings.
I
but
know
we might specify that that's only good till Friday, August 8th, till midnight.
Right, exactly. Then the price is going up to the full price. So if someone is really interested, they should really contact us right away. Because
that's true.
They are going to go. I know that. There's no
no doubt about it. We've had a lot of inquiries and everything else. So, but I thought we ought to take the time.
I was just going to say that we've had a lot of inquiries. I've had emails. You've had emails. It seems that people aren't reading the ad copy.
We might want to kind of hopefully, you know, I guess, like I say, it seems like there's a lot of confusion, so I thought, well, we'd take the time. But, yeah, there's pictures and everything on the website.
Right.
If you go to the Ventriloquist Marketplace or on Ventriloquist Central and click on any of the ads, it'll take you to the page where it tells all about these figures, the pictures and information. And I don't know if we've covered it all. I think we've covered a lot of it, but even more information, especially
right.
The pictures. When you look at these pictures, it's just phenomenal to see this dummy and to, you know,
right.
Possibly what we should have done is maybe taken a picture of it next to a Marshall, but I mean, this thing is just, it's got Marshall all over it.
Oh,
I guess we ought to talk about the paint job that we actually went to a paint expert and, you know, got the actual.
The color was mixed specially so that we could get that exact Marshall orange that he's so famous for. It's identical to the color of the face that we used for my figure. It is absolutely dead on. And we used an original Marshall. I did not use something that was restored. That's the original color. So it's a dead-on paint job. And we do use that little something to give it that texture that Marshall was so famous for. And it really is beautiful. The detail is just superb.
I see this, anyone that's wanting a Marshall but couldn't go out and afford a Marshall, even find one, this would definitely be the next best thing.
Without question. And to prove the point, all you have to do is read the letter that we received from Kenny.
That's right. That's on that page, too. If you click on the ad on any of the Ventriloquist Central or Ventriloquist Marketplace and click the ad,
right.
There's a yellow box there that's got the entire letter that Kenny Warren wrote to us.
He couldn't believe that it was new. He was so shocked he thought it was a stolen Marshall. he couldn't believe it. So you can't get better than that from a working pro. And Kenny owns the last Marshall that was ever built. So
that's correct. Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm really proud of this venture. And I think that anybody who steps up and decides to buy one of the last three that are remaining, they're going to send in an accolade the same as we've received. This is just the best. So,
and, you know, we might add that, you know, this too could be a collector's item someday too. So,
well, I think it already is. There's only six of them. That's it. We're not doing any more. So
right.
It automatically becomes a collectible right away. So, yeah,
right.
I agree with you there. It will be worth more money right down. As soon as the last one is sold, then they're worth more money. So
right.
That's the way the world of collectibles works. So, but this is, if you do own a Marshall and you're afraid to take it out, this is another alternative. You could use this.
That's a good point, too. Yeah, you can use this one instead of using your, you know, 50-year-old or however-old Marshall that you have, correct?
And the other thing that I'm doing as well is when you buy one, I'm also including a bit of paint with it so that, God forbid, you need to touch it up. It's not going to be a mismatch. It's the exact paint that we used. So I'm including that with it, too. Oh, and
that's
I forgot to mention.
That's a great idea.
Right, and I forgot to mention, I went to and had the Marshall-style suits replicated, the two-tone suits. And those are extra, but they are done in the 1950s style using 1950s fabrics. And every one of the suits is a little bit different. So if someone wanted to really do the job upright, the one that you see pictured in that brown suit, that's a replicated Marshall suit. So that's something to consider.
That's right. If you definitely want the nostalgic look, then it would be worth the extra money to grab that suit also.
Right. Now, they do wear size 4T clothing, though, so it's easy enough to clothe them if you decided against
right.
wearing a suit. But, no, I think this was a great venture on our part, Steve, and I hope that the people out there understand what they're getting. This is not a kit. This is not a wannabe. This is a Marshall, and it was taken directly off of a Marshall, and everything was created to Marshall's specifications. So it's one-on-one with an original Marshall. So
well,
that's
the only
all
thing
I
would add is if somebody's interested, they better jump on it and contact you or I and because you're right, these are going to go, and if they definitely want to grab it before Friday night, midnight,
then they'll save. Yeah, then they'll save some money.
And they'll save $210. So yeah,
that's right. Yeah, because as
well, Dan, thanks for being on the call. I think this is great. Hopefully, this will clear up some confusion for people.
I hope so.
And if they have any more questions, they can still contact us at Ventriloquist Central.
You got it.
Thanks,
Dan. All
right,
Steve. Have a good afternoon, and speak to you soon.
All righty. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.